This is 200 Channels and Everything's On by Charles Jensen. Seven Marines were killed today in a bloody confrontation outside. A new car. This top-of-the-line Ford Focus features power windows, power seats, seating for a family of five earning less than $50,000 now exists below the poverty line, according to Kim Kardashian's new ex-husband, Chris Humphries, who claims the reality star is better than Broncos quarterback Tim Tebow. Preseason games haven't made a dent in the visits from ancient aliens. This week on History Channel, History in the Making. Chocolate chip cookies, y'all. These treats are my son's favorite thing about the holidays. In bus stations and park benches, home foreclosures continue to rise, especially among Golden Globe nominees this year. With more on that story, we go to our Hollywood Boulevard shooter gunned down after spraying gunfire at passing cars earlier this current slate of Republican candidates can't seem to make headway among voters, leaving the race wide open for Danica Patrick to make her play for first place. She powers ahead of the shuttle Atlantis, manned by a crew of America's foremost astronauts, including the husband of Elton John, who spoke on the condition of anonymity regarding England's phone hacking. Group Anonymous unleashed yet another attack today, this time targeting Mexican drug cartels, releasing her fifth number one single from Teenage Dream, tying her with Michael Jackson for the record of voting against civil rights for gays and lesbians, including DOMA and the repealed Don't Ask, Don't Squeeze the Charmin. Charmin is softer than ever before and leaves fewer pieces behind compared to the previous season, which saw Ross and Rachel end their relationship over Ross's ill-timed affair while he claimed he needed everything in the house. Years worth of newspapers, tin cans, old clocks, rat feces. The smell of money drifts down Wall Street, where protesters set up camps, food trucks, even a library of books will be obsolete by the year 2018. Instead, readers will download literature directly into their brains via a connecting flight from Hartford to Dulles, where travelers hoping to be home for the holidays will be America's next great fashion designer. 15 designers will be pushed to their limits to create jobs for working and middle-class Americans. Congress's approval rating is at the lowest it has. Sleeves, warm fleece to wrap around you so your arms don't get cold while you fight the insurgents outside Baghdad. The war, President Obama said, has finally come to an end.